Stacey Clemmer here from Paws and Tails. I'm here today with author Dave Carl. I understand you have written the very first Paws and Tails book entitled The Overcomers.
That's right, Stacey. And thanks for having me here.
So, is The Overcomers something very different, or is it a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story?
Good question, Stacey. It absolutely is a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story. The Overcomers is like one giant Paws and Tails episode. The kids are all getting into a whole new adventure, and Minion is at it again up in the heights of Wild Mountain. And we even meet some new characters for the first time. I'm excited for folks to see what comes next.
This is so exciting, Dave. Get your copy today at pawsandtails.org.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. It's another normal school day, but if you're a student of Miss Harbor's, a normal school day can be mighty unusual. She's getting the class to think about what they want to become when they grow up. Some teachers might read descriptions of jobs and careers, but Miss Harbor is teaching this lesson wearing a fish bowl on her head and a painter's jumpsuit.
Good morning, class. Okay. Class, who can tell me what I do for a living?
Are you a deep sea diver?
I am not a deep sea diver, but good guess, CJ.
Oh!
Goose?
I think you are a light bulb.
No.
I think you're an astronaut.
Ned, that is correct.
Yes! Yay! Oh, Ned!
I don't think that you can become an astronaut.
And why not?
Because it's just science fiction. They can write stories about it, but it's not possible.
Maybe not yet.
Exactly.
Hey, that's two smart things in a row.
I'm having a good day.
That's why I've got to get this thing off.
Oh, well, that's better. That's exactly why I'm dressed as an astronaut. I want you to stretch your imaginations. Just because we can't do it right now doesn't mean we won't be able to one day. If you have a longing to become something, you should pursue it, even if it seems impossible.
Oh!
Yes, Multi?
I've always wanted to be owner. What do you mean, owner? You know, owner of, like, the world.
Of course.
What? What?
With that in mind, I want you all to give your progress reports to the class on your What I Want to Be When I Grow Up project. Tell us what you want to become, and then tell us what your project will be. CJ?
My project is over here, and it's almost done.
Teacher's pet.
I want to become an architect. I am building a castle out of sugar cubes.
CJ, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Ooh, sugar. I like it.
Very nice, CJ. I especially love the spires and the parapets.
The tall, skinny parts?
Precisely.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Spires and parapets. Oh, nicely done.
I have spires and parapets.
Huh. Goose, what is your project going to be?
Me? Oh, yes. Well, I want to become an artist. I am going to paint this.
Whoa. Wow. Wow. That's great.
Thanks. It's just a sketch now, but I'll paint it for the project.
That's amazing.
It's not really done yet, but I call it true victory.
Oh, hold it up higher.
Oh, sure. The soldier will be wearing chain mail, and instead of holding up his sword, I think I'll change it to him holding a flag. Oh, and I haven't done his face yet, because I haven't decided what he looks like.
Well, it's very nice if you like great art, but it's no sugar cube castle with spires and parapets.
Not a parapet to be seen.
Goose, I think you are well on your way to becoming an artist. Ned?
Yes, well, I want to become a scientist. I want to invent things. I've been working on something that has daunted civilization for centuries.
Well, at the end of the day, the class was getting ready to head home. Miss Harbor had one last thing to do.
Oh, Goose.
Yes, ma'am?
Could I see you and your sketch for just a minute before you go?
You bet. Stace, I'll catch up in a minute. She wants to see my sketch again.
Okay.
Here you go, Miss Harbor.
Yes. Oh, Goose. This is a remarkable sketch.
This whole thing? Oh, well, anyone really could have drawn, I mean.
But I wanted to ask you a question or two.
Sure.
Your sketch here. How did you come up with this? Did you see it somewhere, or did you make it up?
Oh, I just made it up.
Very interesting. Why did you come up with a soldier at his moment of victory?
Why? Well, why, I don't know. It's just art. It's just a picture.
Goose, don't ever say, it's just art. Art is important. Art always says something. Always. A real artist knows why they're painting what they're painting. You should know. You should
think. Well, sure. Okay, then. I guess I will. Can I go now?
Well, of course, Goose. Do you understand what I just said about your art?
Well, absolutely. I just want to catch up with Stace. Thanks, Miss Harbor. Well,
let's talk more about your sketch. Tomorrow.
Here she comes. Let's get moving.
No, that was terrible.
What was terrible?
It was awful.
What was awful?
Miss Harbor.
Miss Harbor was awful?
I'm not doing that again. She hates my sketch.
Let's get going. Ooh, she said it was a great sketch.
To the class. But just now, she told me that I didn't know why I drew it or what it meant. She said I wasn't a real artist. Oh, I was so embarrassed.
That doesn't sound like Miss Harbor.
I felt like a dummy. I'm not doing that again.
Goose, you have talent. You can't just hide it or bury it.
Oh, yeah? You just watch me. Whew. I'm not doing that again.
Hey, afternoon, Mr. Youssef.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon.
Do I know you? Oh, hello, CJ.
Hi, Mr. Youssef.
Off to fish or some such adventure?
We can't decide yet. This is my friend, Ned.
Yes. Have a good afternoon.
Hi, I'm CJ's friend, the invisible, utterly forgettable beaver. What's with that guy?
He scares me.
Oh, he's okay. He's just kind of serious all the time.
You think?
Excuse me, sir.
Are you addressing me?
Hey, guys, look.
Yes, sir. Could you please spare some change? I'm having a bit of a rough spell, and I haven't had a meal for...
I cannot spare any change. Good day.
Sorry to bother you, sir.
We sure are getting a lot of bums in town these days.
Wait.
What's up? What's the matter?
CJ's got that look.
I don't think he is a bum.
How do you know?
I don't know. Papa Chuck said it's kind of like discernment. I think he's a good guy who's in a bad spot.
What are you doing?
Sir?
Oh, hey there, son.
If you go to that church right over there, Pastor Flint, he'll see to it that you get a good meal.
Pastor Flint?
Yep, and here. It's not much, but I hope it'll help.
Thank you, son. Thank you kindly.
Welcome. You guys ready?
Yeah. Wow, CJ. That was really...
Nuts. How do you know what he's gonna spend that money on?
I was saying that that was really nice.
You did a good thing there, CJ.
Nuts. All of you.
As the kids rambled off into the afternoon, they had no idea that CJ had not helped a bum. Oh, he looked like one, all right. But CJ had just been tested by the Lord. CJ had given kindness and 48 cents to an angel. An actual angel of the Lord.
Good for you, CJ Brown. Good for you.
Hi, I'm Joseph from Santa Paula, California. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, everyone. Ned the Beaver here for Paws and Tails. Oh, we have such good news to tell you.
What are you doing in here, Ned?
Tiffany, what? Why are you?
I just heard that Dave Carl has written the first Paws and Tails book. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, only if you want that to be true. Of course it's true. Why are you here?
I am here to promote the book, of course.
Why? You want to help?
Of course. I want everyone to read this book and learn about repentance and about the mean old vulture that tries to get Stacy mad at the club and how Crockett and Smidge take care of the men they call the shovels. What could be better than all of that?
Wow, color me surprised. I didn't think you would be interested in this.
Ned Cleaver, I am nothing if not a team player.
Not exactly how I would describe you.
So, if all you listeners can hear me now, I want you to all go out and get your own copy of The Overcomers, the very first Paws and Tails book ever.
Amazing, Tiffany! I just did not
expect... I'm buying 100 copies myself, so the very least you could do is get one.
Oh, okay. Wait, we try not to be mean to the audience? Thank you for stopping by, Tiffany Rockler, on behalf of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers.
Go right now to pawsandtails.org and buy it. Now.
Kinda mean right there. Let's stop the tape. I don't feel safe. Stop the tape, Joelle.
We will stop the tape when I say stop tape.
CJ later found himself at the fix-it shop, where he often goes to work things out.
And I just sort of knew.
But how did you know?
I don't know. He just seemed like he'd never done this kind of thing before. And he didn't get mad at Yusuf for not helping either. He just seemed sad, like a guy who needed a little help.
That's discernment. I'm proud of you, son. You felt there was a need, and you acted on it.
Ned thought I was nuts. He said that the bum would just spend it on something bad.
Well, if you knew he would, then it would have been foolish to help him. That's why you need to pray for wisdom. You need to pray for it a lot.
I will.
What's really good about this is that you're exercising your gift. You got something special there, son. And it's up to you to learn how to use it well. Flex it. Make it stronger. Give me a hand here.
Okay.
But pretty much at the same time that CJ was working on exercising his gift, Goose was in her basement with Stacy, working on hers. Even if it was in secret.
Just a minute, Stace. I've got to do this just right. Oh! Don't look at the painting!
I'm not looking. Calm down. All I'm saying is that you can't quit painting if you're gonna, well, keep painting. It's not possible.
Well, sort of is. I mean, I have to paint. If I don't paint and draw, I think I would just, I don't know, I'd just explode.
So then quit talking about quitting. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm not letting Miss Harbor or anyone else see anything I paint. No one will ever... Did you look?
I did not.
It was like Miss Harbor looked into my head and saw what was there. Or even worse, not there. It was scary. It was embarrassing.
I know. You're not doing that again.
Right. Have I said that before?
Yes.
Well, another school day had begun, and everyone was working on their projects. Everything was back to normal. At least for a few minutes.
It's the best sugar cube castle I have ever seen.
Thanks. Glue, please.
Glue. It's just a shame.
What's a shame?
That it's, you know, kind of so cube-like.
Well, how else should a sugar cube castle look?
Well, it's just that it's too square, you know? You need to sort of round off the corners of the walls a little.
I could scrape them.
Nah, you're just gonna pull the cubes off. Hey, what if I...
What are you doing?
I'm licking the sugar cubes. Look, it works. If you lick the sharp edges, it dissolves the sugar and rounds off the corners.
Let me see. Hey, it's tasty, too.
Well, it's kind of sweet.
Miss Harbor?
Yes, Goose?
I want to change my project.
Change it?
Yes. Can I give my progress report to the class?
Well, I suppose so.
Excuse me! I am no longer going to be a painter when I grow up. I am going to be a singer-songwriter.
A what?
Oh, this is gonna get good.
I'm working on a song called I Love Something.
I love something?
No, Stace, that would be silly. It's called I Love... I forgot the rest of the title.
You forgot what you love?
CJ, that's not helpful.
Well, it'll come to me in a minute. Now, I wrote this on the piano at home, but since we don't have a piano here, I brought my harmonica. So, Here it goes.
How can you accompany yourself with a harmonica?
Good friends are friends that like you. Even when you're...
I guess that's how.
Not acting too friendly. Good friends keep your good friends going upwards, always up, up, up. And the good friend rejoices in your serendipity.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be fine, Goose. Have a seat.
Well, I know it's a little rough, but in the business, you call it a first pass.
Is it called I Love Friends?
That's it! How did you know?
Stop it! Make her stop! All right, class. Class. Okay.
I'm okay.
Let's put away your projects and let's get out your science lesson now.
The class did finally recover from Goose's song. CJ and Ned were so excited about the Sugar Cube Castle, they'd finish up early on their every lesson and shoot right over to it. They were working on it every spare moment they had.
Does the castle look smaller to you? I feel all kind of funny.
You think it could have been we just ate a quarter pound of sugar?
I suppose that could account for some of it. Oh, I don't feel very good.
I'm not feeling too great myself. Maybe we should stop eating the castle.
Mm. All right, please clean up now, class. It's time for recess.
Recess!
I love recess.
I love recess more. I don't feel very good.
Me too, for both. Feeling bad and loving recess. I think rounding off the corners was a bad idea.
Excuse me, ladies. Coming through. Oh, I hate it when he does that. One of these days I'm gonna let him have it.
You were gonna let him have it?
Yes, me. I just ate half a castle. I could do anything!
You know, I mean that thing again.
What, waves of nausea?
Well, yes, but something else. That feeling, sermon thing. Multi-scenes lonely in the set.
Oh, no. Don't do it, CJ. Nothing good can come of it.
Look how he just stopped by himself. I'll be right back.
Don't go! No, Stacy, come here!
Multi?
What do you want?
I was just watching when it seems that you were kind of lonely and sad.
What?
Yeah, I discerned that you were feeling lonely and sad. I just wanted
to... Hey, you! Me! CJ just discerned something!
Whoa.
Hi, I'm Priscilla from California. Don't go away because there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hello, Paws and Tails listeners. Can you all just stop everything? Thank you so much. I am Tiffany Rockler, the richest girl in Wildwood, and I am here to tell you about the very first Paws and Tails book ever. It is like an expanded version of a regular episode. It is full of adventure. Ned, you are supposed to be the great sound effects guy. Give me adventure sounds, please.
We haven't had time.
Do it.
Okay, adventure words on three. One, two,
wow! Amazing! This is so awesome!
We will fix it in post. The book is also jam-packed with Paws and Tails fun. Do something fun.
Okay, let's all laugh on three. One, two.
I am doing all the work here. You, read this for me.
Sure. Just log on to pawsandtails.org, get your own copy of The Overcomers by David Carl. Lovely, that'll do it.
Are you joking? That was not lovely, and we will do it again. And again, if we need to, until it is perfect.
And we're out!
It could not have gone worse.
I tried to warn him. I was gonna stop him, but I was about to throw up a parapet.
A what?
Could we just focus here, Ned?
So you tried to help Moldy, and you ended up with a black eye.
And the sign.
What sign is that?
They pinned a sign on my back. I didn't know.
And the sign said...
I discerned, so kick me.
It could not have gone worse.
I guess not.
Yeah, well, I'm done with it.
With what?
With this discernment thing. Hmm. I'm done. I failed. It's over.
Come here, CJ. You probably did the right thing back there with Malty.
Then why did I get a black eye? If I did the right thing, why did I get beat up?
Any number of things could have happened back there. You could have done the right thing, but done it badly.
Too much, me Ugershay.
I possibly might have been a little annoying.
Because of too much sugar?
Maybe.
Ooh, you're good.
Even so, you know, you could have done the right thing, and Malty could have just not wanted your kindness. That happens all the time. Just because you do what God wants you to doesn't mean that everything will go well. Sometimes things get worse.
Oh, that's great news.
But you need to do it anyway. Moses finally gave in to God and told Pharaoh, "Let my people go." You know what happened next?
What?
Pharaoh made things worse for the Jews. A lot worse. Then the Jews who Moses came to save were furious with him.
Sounds familiar.
But you know, that's not the end of the story. At the end, there was freedom and a new nation that loved God more than ever. And about that failure thing.
Yeah?
Pastor Flynn told me once that the first step of discipleship is to make a mistake. It's how we learn. If you learn from a mistake, it's not a failure. If you quit using a special gift God gave you because it got hard, that's a failure. You're a growing disciple of Christ, son, and you have a special gift. You're gonna make mistakes, but you gotta practice to get better with it. You gotta grow your gift. Don't give up.
Yes, sir.
Well, CJ and Ned headed home and were working over some of the things Papa Chuck had told them.
It's like your special gift is being really smart. You have to work at it to get smarter. I mean, you don't just sit there and get smarter without trying.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, good afternoon there, Mr. Youthif. I'm Ned, CJ's best friend and confidant.
Good afternoon, CJ. Williams, this is Theo Brown's cub.
Oh, brother.
Really? Nice to meet you.
And you too.
Is there something wrong, CJ?
No, sir. I was just... We better get going. Bye.
Okay, what was that all about?
I got that feeling again.
Don't tell me Mr. Youssef is lonely and sad.
No, but something was, I don't know, wrong. He was all nervous to bump into us.
Huh. Well, he sure wasn't nervous bumping into me. He didn't even know I was there.
I just got the feeling that he was doing something wrong.
Did you see that?
See what?
The way CJ looked at me.
No.
It was as if he saw right through me. As if he knew.
He's just a cub. Forget it.
We will need to keep an eye on that one.
Well, the first thing that next morning, the projects were due. And CJ was first up.
Yeah, well, my project was...
Tell the class what you want to be first.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to be an architect. An architect designs buildings, so I designed and built...
What is that?
Where's the castle?
Well, I had a change of plans, and because of some things that went wrong, instead of a castle, it became an igloo.
Hey, what's that thing around it?
A moat. I built an igloo with a moat. This is so embarrassing.
Well, thank you, CJ. Ned, are you ready?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I want to be a scientist, so I built a perpetual motion machine.
Wow, that's really cool.
You see, that when all of these little balls roll into the outside, they help keep the wheel turning.
Excuse me, genius, but your perpetual motion machine just stopped.
So it did. So it did. Thank you for pointing that out, Malty. In the business, we call this a first pass.
So it's not a perpetual motion machine?
No, it's not. I decided that first I would make a periodically pausing machine first.
Thank you, Ned. Who's next?
Me! Oh, me!
Goose?
I'm not gonna use a harmonica.
Goose, can I have a moment with you first?
Oh, sure.
Goose, I don't want you to do a song.
But I practiced all night, practically.
I think it's safe to say that you have more ability in another area.
Really?
Your mother thought you forgot it, so she brought your painting to school.
No! It's not done! Don't look at it!
Goose, I think I may have been too hard on you the other day. Is that why you don't want me to show your painting?
Well, yeah. It was embarrassing. You asked me stuff I had never thought of before.
Let me think of how to say this. You, Goose, have a special gift. You can make pictures. You're an artist. That is a God-given gift.
I know, but I...
But now it's up to you to work at it. You have to grow your gift. You're not as good at it now as you will be if you practice. You need to get better at it. That's the way it works, Goose. You can't just bury your talent. You have to have people challenge you, to ask you tough questions. The life of an artist can be difficult and scary, but it can also be very exciting. And your gift is really, really important.
You think so?
Oh, I do. There are probably a lot of important artists out there that the world will never know about. It's not because they lack talent, but because they lack courage.
Really?
Don't just bury your talent out of fear, Goose. And don't just paint. Be brave enough to work at it and be open to correction. You need to be courageous, Goose.
I guess so.
Are you ready to show your painting to the class?
But I haven't finished the face. I don't know what the soldier looks like.
I think that's what makes it so interesting. It could be anyone. Any one of us. I think it's done, Goose. The question is, do you?
Everybody, I want to be an artist. A painter. And this is my project.
All right, ready?
Ba-bum, ba-bum,
down by the old mill stream one day,
one sunny day,
when the master came our way,
he said, "My friends, I'm going on a trip to visit my grandnephew."
Well, good for you,
he said,
without a doubt, you do great work.
Ah, gee.
And I'm giving you a perk.
And before I leave, I have some gifts and talents to give to you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Then he gave us some advice and he was gone.
Bloom, bloom.
And since the meaning of his words was such an incredibly stupendous, brilliantly wise, positively insightful, and otherwise biblical piece of advice,
we want to pass it along. Of course, in song.
Make your gifts grow, make your gifts grow.
Then you will know with the talent you have, you're no average Joe.
Oh, no.
Don't bury or hide them like rocks in the ground.
You never know
when God is gonna need your talents around.
So let them show,
so let them show.
Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
You've got gifts from your head to your tapping toe.
Oh, yeah.
There's sure to be fruits if you water the roots, so make your gifts grow.
That's a great idea.
If we grow our gifts, we will surely see swiftly that they will be so useful in the kingdom of God. There's nobody like you to take your place. You're as unique as
berries.
That's why we sing with a smile on our faces.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
Make your gifts grow.
Make your gifts grow.
And overflow.
And overflow.
Love of the Lord, you'll be good to go. So work on your gifts morning, evening, and noon.
Or by the moon.
Cause time is ticking, God may call on you soon.
You'll never know.
You never know.
Seeds you may sow.
Seeds you may sow. If you practice your gifts and then let them show.
Let them show.
The Lord is waiting for a person who
makes their gifts grow.
Hey, how about you?
So,
bum, 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 bum.
Make your gifts
grow.
To order a copy of today's program, Grow Your Gifts, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Grow Your Gifts was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Make Your Gifts Grow, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.